Abdul Abdullah is a talented artist. He's currently based in Sydney, self-described as an outsider amongst outsiders. His artwork of different mediums focus on the experience of the other in society. And guess what? This year he's performing at Vivid. Abdul, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Hey, g'day Tess, how are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. So for those who might not have seen too much of your artwork before, could you tell us a little bit about your art and some of the mediums you use?
Yeah, no worries. I work mostly with painting, especially recently, but I have also worked a lot with photography, a little bit of embroidery, done some performance and installation, and very recently I've even made a sculpture, so a bit of everything, really.
And I know that the theme of the other is involved a lot in your artwork. What does that mean to you?
So the other, I guess, if you look at the phrase them and us, the other refers to the them. And that idea of that minority group, or specifically the marginalised group. So growing up as a Muslim in Australia, I really felt like in the popular imagination, I'm perceived of as a bad guy, or people like me are perceived of as the bad guy. And that comes through a lot in my work, challenging that perception.
I imagine that there's a lot of experiences in life that really would have pushed that sort of theme as well, I'm afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look at the last election with how many political parties whose main platform was like an anti-Muslim or anti-immigration one. It seems like a really popular conversation.
Scary stuff. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing at Vivid?
Yeah, I wouldn't really call it a performance, or maybe it's a performance. It's just a talk, a conversation between me and my friend Omar Musa, who's a poet and a rapper and author. He wrote a book called Here Comes a Dog, which I think is particularly good. And it's being navigated, what's it called? It's been hosted by Brooke Boney, and she's really terrific.
And what sort of things are you guys hoping to chat about?
Different experiences. He and I have got very similar experiences growing up, but also quite different. He's born in, grew up in Queanbeyan in Canberra, or really just out of Canberra, and I grew up in Perth, and we've spent a lot of time in Sydney, and we'll talk about those experiences of that shift in Australia and that shift for ourselves, but also how we see Australia going forward. So a whole bunch of different things, and hopefully there's a little bit of conflict even, if all goes well.
I feel like that's not a phrase that gets used very often. That's an interesting one.
Well, they say people agree on everything, only one of them sinking or something like that. So hopefully we get back and forth a bit.
And so where can people catch that? How can people get involved?
That's next week at Art Gallery New South Wales. I believe it's on the Wednesday evening. And people can come along. It's free. They can come along to a chat. And there's a concert by Okenio afterwards, or a performance by Okenio. There's so many stuff, so much stuff happening. Hopefully tonight I'm going to catch Briggs at the Opera House. So there's pretty much every night there's something to do.
Abdul, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
No worries, Tess. Thanks, Eve.